It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, friends, we get the privilege again from hearing from some wonderful people out there who have great testimonies of Jesus Christ, particularly about him in the Book of Mormon. So go ahead and enjoy these messages.
Hi, friends. My name is Aransa Condi. I am a recent convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'd like to share with you a couple verses from the Book of Mormon that helped me to appreciate the Savior just a little bit more this special time of year. We are in 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 10 and 11. Behold, I am Jesus Christ, whom the prophets testified shall come into the world. And behold, I am the light and the life of the world, and I have drunk out of that bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. I love that. Because Jesus Christ has drunk that bitter cup for us, we are able to someday rise again like he did. Because of his great example, we are able to learn from him that we might transform into new creatures because of him.
Hello, my name is Corina, and I want to share one of my favorite stories from the Book of Mormon, showcasing how our faith in Jesus Christ can help us access God's power to perform miracles and serve those we love. This takes place in Alma 19. A young servant woman by the name of Abish helped heal her queen who had fainted. Abish had been converted to Christ many years ago. The queen, who had also converted to Christ, noticed the unrest of her people, and her faith in Christ allowed her to raise her husband back from a days-long coma. The two women exercised their faith in Christ to bring peace and safety to those they love. We have the same opportunity to exercise our faith in Christ to perform miracles for those we love in our homes and in our communities.
My favorite scripture right now is not a big, powerful scripture full of words of wisdom and knowledge. It is just maybe the most simple verse I've had in a while. And it's 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 7, the first line only. And it says, "Nevertheless, I went forth." And my life feels so much like Nephi right now, where I feel like I've been getting these impressions of directions my life should go or things I should do, but I have no idea how to accomplish any of those things. So I feel like I've been praying and asking for direction and asking for answers and asking for guidance, and it's been quiet. So I just know, like, I'm supposed to do this thing, but I don't know how to do it or how I'm going to accomplish it. And that has built my faith so much, because I have just been going forth, and every day I keep getting more piled on my plate, and I keep praying, I cannot handle anymore. And then more comes that I'm like, oh, you should also do this. And I'm like, wait, I still am trying to figure it out. But I keep telling myself, nevertheless, I will go forth. I will go forth. So I just feel like the Savior has so much trust in me that he can give me a direction, and he knows that I will try my best to do that thing. So I just love that it's built my relationship with our Savior, and I can just keep going forth. And every day when hard things happen and I don't get the answers I need, I can continue going forth. And that's all he really asks of us, is to just try.
My name is Shannon, and I run the Instagram account, The Worth of Souls. And my favorite Book of Mormon scripture is in Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. And it reads, "And now, my sons, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye may build your foundation. That when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall." The reason I love this scripture is because it's gotten me through a lot of hard times in my life. I know that when I am faced with a trial, that I can relate rely on my Savior, Jesus Christ. He is always by our side. And in particular, I had one big trial that I had to go through. My baby passed away a couple years ago to SIDS. He was only 3 weeks old. And I know there's no possible way I could have gotten through this trial without Jesus Christ by my side holding my hand. I know that when we rely on Christ, that He can help us get through the hard things of life. He can help us make it through the trials in life. And I am so grateful for my Redeemer and all that He does for us. And I know that He lives and that He loves us all so much. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I absolutely love hearing those testimonies. One thought to finish up here from Elder Neil L. Anderson. Jesus is never in a forgotten corner because our thoughts of Him are always present and all that is in us adores Him. I love that phrase. We pray and rehearse in our mind experiences that have brought us closer to Him. And you've seen that happen today in the testimonies that have been shared. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.